Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Craig Foster, CEO at Ondo InsurTech. How are you today, Craig?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Zach. Nice to talk to you again.
Right, we haven't spoken for a while. I think the last time was probably riding high with the agreement with Thames Water and other deals that you've inked over the recent past. Maybe you could just start, you know, given that it's a trading update, just telling us how your current deals and your current activities are going.
Yeah, so I mean, we haven't done a trading update in the past, but this is the first time that there's been broker forecasts out in the market. So rather than wait until the full audited results, we were quite keen just to put an upbeat statement out today to say we're on track to hit the market expectations, and the outturn for the full year results will be in line with those market forecasts and in line with management expectations. So in answer to your question, Zach, from our point of view, it's been going exactly to plan. We've stuck to our strategy, which is focus on growing the business with insurance companies and water companies in the UK, to grow our partnerships in Scandinavia and in Denmark and Sweden, and really to see if we can make a breakthrough in the United States. And I think that's the thing where we also disclosed a bit more information in the trading update today to say that we've now launched with four different insurers in four different states in the US. We've launched with Mutual of Enumclaw in Washington, Selective Insurance in New Jersey. We've launched with Pure Underwriters in New York, and we've launched with one of the biggest insurers in the US nationwide in the state of Ohio. And I think that's really we've taken a huge amount of encouragement from those launches, because we've from the results that we've delivered, but from the feedback that we're receiving both from US homeowners but from the US insurers as well. It's great to see that we can replicate the same kind of results in the US as what we do in Europe. And I think some of the US carriers have been pleasantly surprised by the results, because they've tried other things in this area and have not been able to deliver the results. So when they see our take-up rates and the positive feedback from homeowners, the types of claims that we can prevent, it really underlines the confidence that we've got that we really think we can make a go of it in the United States, and the opportunities just shoot, you know, very significant over there.
And is it the case, I mean, it seems to me that, you know, the insurers need you, I'm not saying more than you need them, because obviously it'd be nice to have their business, but they, you know, they, it's a no-brainer for them. They do need you, and obviously homeowners can do with, you know, you're really sort of pushing on an open door in terms of your offering.
Yeah, I mean, in the US, there's definitely a general market shift towards trying to use connected technologies to prevent claims, and it's a growing problem in the US. I mean, there's inflation across the world. There's claims inflation in the US. The cost of these claims is increasing. But the problem generally of water leaks water efficiency is a growing worldwide problem. And that's particularly acute in the US. So if we can save homeowners money on their water bill from finding these types of leaks, it's a bonus for them. But what the insurance companies are really trying to do is reduce those claims costs. One of the things that we've seen that's different in the US is there has been some traction with other products trying to prevent claims on other perils. So, for example, there's a solution that can prevent electrical arcs in properties, Zach, and prevent house fires that you get sometimes in the United States. And one of the things that some of our partners have tried is just sending out our devices to customers who've already got one of those devices. And it's really worked. We found really high engagement and high installation rates if we do it that way, which is exciting for us, because that's a fast way of kind of deploying devices to customers that we know are already engaged. So there's a definite trend in that direction. And insurers have tried lots of other things to try and solve this problem and found none of them really work. There's either not really a business case, it's too expensive, or they don't really find the right type of leaks. So it's been really great in this last 6 months to prove multiple times with different carriers in the US that this solution does work, and it works just the same in the United States as it has in Europe.
So it will be a case of, I mean, obviously, we all know that the bigger the company, the longer the lead-in time for a new contract, because they tend to kick the tires ad infinitum. But are you in that phase where you will now be going for the, you know, the, and engaging with the bigger players?
Yeah, I mean, the existing partners that we've signed range in size from, you know, regional players like Mutual Enumclaw that are focused around the Pacific Northwest to national players like Nationwide. So you're absolutely right. The Nationwide deal took us a long time to get done. And we had to, you know, we had a pretty high bar to jump over to get that deal over the line. But now we've got a master services agreement with them that is kind of perpetually ongoing, and we can just add different orders as we expand into different states. So it's really good to get that particular deal up and running. And with regards to the pipeline, you're right, Zach, we've got a range of different sizes of carriers in that pipeline. So, you know, some kind of medium-sized, semi-regional players that are going to be much quicker to sign, but also some pretty giant insurance companies as well. But you're right, the bigger they are, the longer they sign, but the bigger the opportunity is at the end. So it's great that we have got one of that magnitude already live with Nationwide.
I mean, last year, when the share price is obviously a different, you know, it's as important or unimportant as you want it to be, but you were one of the stocks of the year and one of the worst years for the small cap area. Shares were up nearly 250%. Is it something that you're probably expecting second, you know, H2 24 to again, you know, kick in with, you know, the big deals and the big and the sort of the strong activity?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I cannot predict what will happen with the share price. You'll do a better job of that than me, Zach. But we've got a strong pipeline of deals. We've got lots of things that we expect to announce as we go through the year. 100% consistent with that strategy. So you know, yeah, you're right. In the past, we went through a phase where we were announcing those deals, and the share price was moving on the back of it. So, but far be it for me to predict what will happen with the share price, Zach.
Well, I'll do that. Don't worry. but in the meantime, Craig Foster, CEO at Ondo InsurTech. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot, Zach. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.